The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello. This is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. To all of you who responded to the call to pray for our country, God bless you. We are producing the results. Remember, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in accordance to His perfect will and we can dictate the outcome, a godly outcome. On everything. Amen? And we still have lots of work to do. So I declare to you in the mighty name of Jesus that today is the day of your breakthrough. It is also a day of manifested healings, reconciliation, and any other issues that you have been praying and believing God, the answer will manifest in the name of Jesus. Receive it, believe it, obey God. It is just because God loves you and you stand and you take a stand and live and think of that great love, all right? The love of a father, pure and holy. He does not want to see you suffer, but he requires his children to believe for who he is, all right? He wants us to walk and live and confess and profess that who He is and who we are in Christ Jesus. The just shall live by faith. So make plans if you believe for the manifestations of your healing. Put it in writing and continue to ask God for instruction and thank Him. For your healing, think healed, dress healed, and talk healed. Make plans, okay? Need to follow the prescription of the great physician. Do not continue to sin if you're sinning. Do not continue to murmur and complain. Do not give in to self-pity. Forgive and continue to forgive those who have hurt you until it does not hurt anymore, okay? Walk your healing like you walk your salvation. With fear and trembling. Follow the ways of God. If you're under medication or under doctor's supervision, pray for your doctors. Pray for them, for nurses. You ask God to give them wisdom. And also come against any side effects of any treatment or medication you are undergoing. Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And please do not straddle between fear, unbelief, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't go there, okay? And get out of self-condemnation. The past is past. And don't even say or think that you're being punished for the wrong things that you have done. That's why you're sick. You don't punish your own children by doing that. So don't put that on God. God is a holy God, and all good things come from Him, okay? Then if you continue, but I cannot stop myself from feeling guilty, forgive yourself, okay? And continue to make corrections. Repentance is turning away from anything that you've been doing, all right? And talk to the Lord about it. Forget about the sins of the past. Don't dwell on them. Don't dwell on the wrongs that are done to you. You will just continue to be miserable. And you cannot be effective in the kingdom of God if you're walking in unforgiveness, if you're sinning, okay? Make a determination that today you will be a blessing and you will be able to give glory to God and what you do will benefit His people also, okay? Your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. And you and the Lord are one. And you know what? You and the Lord can determine your life here on earth. If you determine and you declare and you walk it that you're not going to die but live to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you already determine in your heart and you already talk to the Lord, that's it. You are going to finish your purpose here on earth. You will going to do greater work while here on earth. Now, why do some people die ahead of their time? Somebody opened themselves up to it, or you allow fear and unbelief to enter your mind. That is not caused by God, okay? He gave that right to choose in this day that we will be like him. So Jesus said, since we are like him, no one can take away my life. So are we. So don't just believe in yourself and believe in your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? This is our free will. And you're determined and you take a stand, God is going to honor that. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and I'm going to read from NLT. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Every born-again believer lives for Christ now. It's supposed to be that way, okay? So now you need to start living for Christ. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So as soon as we're born again, it is not our life anymore. We live for Christ. It does not matter what your condition right now. Once you go before the Lord and confess to him, offer your life again and live for him right now. Amen? And you are going to finish your race. We are not going to die without us allowing things. If we do things God's way, you and I will have that confidence. Like Apostle Paul, he said, I'm trying to make a decision. Shall I go on home with the Lord to be with Christ, or shall I stay with you guys? And in the end, he said, it will be for your benefit that I'm going to stay, that I'm going to live on the earth longer. It was his decision. And he knew, all the disciples knew when their time were up. They were not afraid to die. They were not concerned about anything else. Like Apostle Paul said, I have finished my race. I have run my race. I have finished my course. And there before me is waiting is a reward or a crown. Same thing with you and I in this world, okay? In our present days. We will be able to accomplish our purpose here on earth. And yes, my dear, that includes you. If we do things God's way, and if our confidence is in him, not leaning in our own understanding, but our trust and confidence is in him, okay? And if we carefully obey and follow the instructions of the Lord by and through his word and the illumination and understanding coming from the teachings of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to accomplish this year, okay? And it starts today. The Lord had me share a prophecy with all of you, I believe, in 2022. And the prophecy goes like this in my prayer. I said, Christina, tell my people that even all the corrupt politicians, all the corrupt and wicked billionaires or corporations, and the wicked people, even if they combined all their resources, their influence, their know-hows, and their power, they will not be able to stop or even slow down what I am about to do on the face of the earth. Could you imagine that? They can use all the influence. They can use all the power that they have right now. But they cannot stop what God has purposed to manifest on the face of the earth. Especially now that we responded to call for prayer for states and cities and nations instead of just praying for ourselves, God is going to act. All we need to do is to believe and to obey him. Let us put our Lord Jesus Christ first. Let us follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. So let me put this in a different perspective, okay? You business people out there and executives and those who are managers or supervisors, you'll be able to understand this. The biggest expense in a company is not just the products itself, but the manpower, the employee, okay? And this is where God is going to come from, in empowering you that even you as one person obeying God will make a difference, a big, huge, humongous difference, okay, in this country and even in the world. In 1 Kings chapter 18, the Lord instructed Elijah. You know the story. Because of the wickedness of the people of Israel, that they resorted in worshiping Baal under the wicked leadership of Ahab and his wife Jezebel, the Lord commanded Elijah to prophesy famine, okay? And as soon as that famine was released, Elijah said that not even a drop of rain or dew upon my word, not unless I release it, it will not happen. And look, even the most astute and smart people, I said, a stupid spirit has come upon them. The very first thing that Ahab wanted to do is to kill Elijah. Well, Elijah was a prophet of the Lord. If the Lord had him release that, not unless I say so, unless I prophesy it from my own mouth, that there won't be any rain or dew, it's not going to happen. If they kill Elijah, then the whole earth will be destroyed. And that is why the Lord had to hide and provide for Elijah. The Lord had to protect Elijah because of that prophecy. So after a few years, in 1 Kings chapter 18, the Lord commanded Elijah to present himself before Ahab. And of course, Ahab was using the blame game, just like today, that Elijah is a troublemaker. So Elijah said, I'm not the troublemaker, you are. That is my own translation, okay? So in verse 18, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 18, Elijah said, I have not made trouble for Israel. Elijah replied, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel. And listen to this. And bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. So it means to say that there are 850 prophets, okay, that Jezebel has been mentoring. 850. Okay, verse 21. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. So Ahab and Jezebel had 850 prophets, but they only sent 450. Even 450 to 1 ratio is already overwhelming. Just like it seems in our days, there are more wicked people, that wickedness abounds instead of goodness. That is totally wrong, okay? And Jezebel reserved, did not send the 400 prophets of Asherah. That is a strategy. That is a tactical thing. So the challenge is one bull offering for the 450 prophets. They combined their anointing and one bull offering for Elijah. The real test is do not use fire to burn the offering, because the God, the real God who answers by fire, he is God. That's the challenge. So the 450 false prophecies prophesied and called on the name of Baal to no avail, okay? And here's what Elijah did, very simple, on verse 30. He called on the people, verse 30. Then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, your name shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill 4 large jars with water, and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Okay, do it again, and 3 times he told them to pour water on the trenches. And the water, on verse 35, ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. And this is the prophetic instructions that we're doing right now. Okay, Elijah built the altar, which is a physical thing. Okay, he built the altar representing the nation of Israel, 12 tribes. In our days, we are spiritual being first. Everything that we do is spiritual, okay? And we are commanded to pray without ceasing. Pray for those that are in authorities. Pray for your leaders. And you encourage one another. So the call for prayer and repentance is here now. And we are the altar of the Lord. Okay, that is why there will be a mass healings and deliverance and also mass salvation. But when it comes to God's people, mass healings will come fully manifested because it is time for us to be physically fit. We are not effective when we're in pain. We cannot even pray. We cannot praise God when we're in pain. We cried. I had been in pain. I know what it is. And there were times if I didn't call on my children to pray for me, I would just have given up because I wanted to die. I don't want that pain. So I understand. So the very first thing that God is going to do is the manifested healing and deliverance from his people. And you're one of them. Just receive it and believe it, okay? And prepare. And on down on verse 36, let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." What I have been teaching concerning prophets and prophecy, prophecy from God always result in God getting all the glory and will benefit his people. And yes, it will bless the prophet too, but it is not the prophet's primary focus to establish himself and to grow his ministry. His responsibility or her responsibility is to hear from God and release it. And if it's judgment, it's for the prophets to intercede. And not like the prophet Jonah, who wanted God to judge the wicked people. It is not for us. This is the great harvest in our days, okay? So there will be a lot of wicked people that will get saved, okay, in our time. So the spirit of Elijah, in which we're talking about, is a ministry of reconciliation, reconciling mankind back to God in our present day through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the spirit of Elijah, in which John the Baptist, the prophet, also had the spirit of Elijah, right? Okay, down to verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Remember, the water is scarce in those times, and it's expensive. So when Elijah poured the water over the offering and the wood, it is not just to show that God can cause a fire even though the wood are wet. No, it is a valuable big offering unto the Lord because that is what they need. They need rain. So they have to make an offering of water. Okay? Verse 40, then Elijah commanded them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Don't let anyone get away." They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. Okay, so in our present days, Ahab and Jezebel used 450 false prophets to fight or combat one prophet of God. That is a lot of manpower. That is a lot of resources. So just you obeying God and believing God can and will overcome any challenges you are facing today. The choice and God's question to us is the same for this year. How long are you waver between the world's way, doing the world's way, and my way, saith the Lord? If you believe that I am God, then worship and obey me. Trust me and believe in me. If you think the world's way is better than mine, then follow their ways of doing things, saith the Lord. It's either you be cold or hot in these days, but if you're lukewarm, I will spit you out, saith the Lord. So God's prophecy and his plan that even all the powerful people on the earth, they can do all their summit, all they want. They can do all the evil plots that they want. If the body of Christ started praying and we are rebuilding ourselves, we are the temple of the Most High God at this time, and we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Lord, they are not going to stand. The wicked people are not going to win. Okay? Victory has already been handed to us. They will not be able to stop God's people and God. So therefore, United States of America will be reconciled to God, will turn towards righteousness, be patient. This transfer of wealth and influence will take place, and the great move of God will sweep the entire earth. Okay? It's starting here in United States of America. Just be patient and believe. So let us continue. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41 through 42, and Elijah said to Ahab, "Go, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Why did God even ask Ahab to go eat and drink? How come he was not destroyed with his wife with the 450 false prophets of Baal? Because Ahab is the leader of the nation of Israel, even leader of the world. Okay? And God will ensure that as long as there is goodness in one leader, that he'll continue to be merciful to them for the sake of his people and for the sake of his name. Because remember, it is God who raised up kings. It is God who pulled them down. That's why I always say I have a big problem in prophets prophesying the death of the president or the justices or even that. Even if the Lord showed them, they should not have released those prophecy publicly, but instead get down on their knees until the Lord will say so. And when the Lord says so, it will happen. So those things did not manifest. Thank God for the intervention of other people. Okay? I have a problem with that because it is not up to us. It is up to us to intercede. The prophets have to intercede on behalf of the nations and nations. It is our duty to intercede and try to win as many wicked politicians and get them turned around. And if they're being dealt with, we should not pray for their death, but instead they will be dealt here while they are alive. Because if that is your brother or sister or mother or spouse or child, you will have a different view and perspective. You will have a different stand. All right? And Elijah knew that the drought will end because of his obedience. One man. But here is something else that happened. Meanwhile, verse 45 and 46. Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling. And Ahab rode off to Jezreel. 46. The power of the Lord came on Elijah. And tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Even in our present days, even the fastest runner here on earth, after all their training, their discipline, and their mentally preparing to break all records, cannot compete with the power of God. Okay? God does not change. He is an almighty God. Remember Philip in the book of Acts? He was able to preach in Samaria, then ministered to the Ethiopian eunuch, and then got baptized. And then he got translated again to another town. This is where we're at. We will be able to accomplish so much if we obey God. So let us focus on him. And don't, please, get up and take a stand. Do whatever that you don't usually do. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. And your breakthrough is here and now. Continue on the vision that God has given you. Repent if you're sinning. And then stand back and go and run towards God again as if nothing had happened. This is the God that we serve. And this is who we are. Our life is now hidden in Christ. Whatever mistakes that we have, the Lord already paid that mistake thousands of years ago. And as long as our hearts is pure before him, While we're here on earth, He is going to use us. He is willing to use us because He loves us and He loves His people. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.